This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're a couple, 3 weeks away from the next fiscal crisis facing us, whether or not to lift the debt limit. Congress and the president will go round and round about that, and we will be here to tell you about it. And then in early December, there is going to be another one. The current continuing resolution, that's budget speak for short-term funding mechanism, expires on December 11th. The thing is, continuing resolutions are supposed to be the exception, not the rule that they have become. And that is no way to run a railroad, if I can mix my metaphors here. Darren Samuelson at Politico spent some time looking into what happens when you, and by that I mean we, lurch from budget crisis to budget crisis. Darren, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
We have, it seems, become accustomed to budgeting the government of the United States this way, haven't we?
It's amazing, debilitating, unprecedented. You might want to wonder, is that really true? But actually, no. We have just been continuing resolution after continuing resolution. Every year it happens. Everyone pats themselves on the back that the government hasn't shut down.
Yeah.
But in reality, it is an epic crisis that's really just right underneath the surface that people don't necessarily see.
There are real philosophical differences in Washington about how to spend the government's money. So you would look at this and say, well, if you want the government not to spend money, this makes some sense. Just, you know, don't do a budget and let them go with what they had the year before.
It seems like it could make sense. I mean, there was really only a very few people who would say that they have no problem with a continuing resolution. Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, said to me that he was, as long as the government's not shut down, he's fine with it. But this is really not a way to run a business. It's not a way to govern. When agencies can't plan, they can't hire, they can't adapt to the changing circumstances. When a continuing resolution is put into law, basically, you can't really plan for the things that, you know, might pop up that are different from year to year, from Ebola to people jumping over the fence of the White House to, Iraq, Afghanistan, the changing circumstances there. The Pentagon, obviously, is the most affected by a continuing resolution, and it's been living under one here for many years in a way that it never had to before.
Just to be clear, if I run the local Fish and Wildlife Office in Missoula, Montana, and I've got an opening and we're under a CR, I cannot go out and hire that person.
That's correct. I mean, there is a restriction on hiring new people that kicks in on October 1. And I think a lot of agencies wait until they get funding and until they have instructions that they're allowed to do that going forward.
And by the same token, if I'm the Secretary of the Navy, I cannot order myself up a new aircraft carrier.
You cannot order up a new one. It makes long-term contracts, which is really how the Navy and the Army operate, that much more miserable too, because, I mean, they're trying to buy in bulk, use the government's purchasing power. But they'll pull back on these long-term contracts. They'll do short-term contracts for a couple of months rather than do a full long year, two, three, four-year contract in order to fit within the confines of what they're legally allowed to do.
Just because it's been a while, how is this supposed to work, this whole budgeting process?
Well, it's supposed to work in a pretty wonky but sort of way that dates back to the Nixon administration. But the president submits a budget. Congress writes its own budget. It tells the appropriations committees through their power of the purse that they have in the Constitution to write individual spending bills that handle each of these agencies. That should all be done by September 30th as we start the fiscal year on October 1. But it hasn't happened since fiscal year 1997, back when Bill Clinton was about to be reelected. Has it happened where every single agency has been funded on time?
I was going to say that this is a stupid way to run a government, which it is, right? I mean, but that's not where I'm going with this question. Do the people in Washington who are doing this know that it's stupid? I mean, if we think it's stupid on the outside, they must know it's just bananas.
Yes, absolutely. They know it's bananas. Everyone up there on Capitol Hill, with a few exceptions, thinks it's crazy too. But the blame goes both ways. They start to break down immediately as soon as the president issues his budget request. And we are sort of mired in this budget gridlock that really probably will not see any new oxygen in the room until a new administration comes in. So it's kind of sad to say, but I think that's where we're headed.
Darren Samuelson writes for Politico. His piece that we've been talking about is called Welcome to CR Hell. Darren, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.